Well, everybody, welcome to episode 311 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it is brought to our good friends at Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. When you work with Legacy Realty, you're not just getting one of the largest and most trusted real estate agencies in Ankeny, you're partnering with over 75 expert agents who are committed to your success. Whether you're searching for your dream home or selling your property for the best possible price, we offer the right tools, strategies, and support to help get you there. As part of LPT Realty, a national leader in the real estate industry, we combine local expertise with innovative resources to give you an unbeatable advantage. Choose us for unparalleled service, proven results, and a commitment to your success in every transaction. Legacy Realty of Iowa, where your real estate goals become a reality. All right, we're going to talk a lot of Ankeny softball today. To my left is the first-year head coach of the Hawkettes, and she has guided the team to a 12-26 record, including a 7-17 mark in the CIML Conference. She is Sarah Saladino. Coach, thanks for joining me. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet. And to my right is a senior pitcher for the Hawkettes. She has compiled a 9-12 record with a 3.53 ERA and 114 strikeouts while hitting .245 with 11 doubles and 19 RBIs. She is signed to play for South Dakota next year. She is Aubrey Lensmeyer. Aubrey, thanks for joining me. How are you?
Thanks. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Well, yeah, I'm just going to bounce some questions back and forth between the two of you. Coach, your team closed out the regular season last night by splitting a doubleheader against fourth-ranked Valley. Your team rallied from a 9-2 deficit to win the opener in 8 innings, 10-9. Tenley Heidem hit a 3-run homer in the 7th inning to tie the game. And then Avery Nelson had a walk-off double to score Bronny Bach with the winning run in the 8th. That victory allowed you guys to snap a 5-game losing skid. I'm sure you feel like it was important to build some positive momentum, you know, going into postseason play, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and what better time, right, as we roll into postseason on Saturday. Just a great atmosphere, a great team. You know, and it was just awesome to see the girls get that for the seniors.
And Aubrey, you were the winning pitcher in that game, and you also went 3-for-4 at the plate with a pair of doubles and 2 RBIs. And even though you guys lost the second game by a score of 7-4, you had another double in that game. You know, are you seeing the ball pretty well at the plate right now? Because you seem to be on kind of a hot streak.
Yeah, the season has been ups and downs with my hitting especially, but, you know, this is the time to really peak the postseason. So that was really 2 good games to get started for the postseason.
And Coach, your team has struggled to score runs of late, and when you got down 9-2 in that game, you know, things certainly didn't look good for your team. You had to be proud of the resilience that the girls, you know, showed to fight back like that.
Yes, we definitely are able to show that grit, and, you know, when we went into, I think it was the 5th inning when we scored 4 runs, I just told them, I said, hey, let's just put a run on the board here, and they turned around with 4. You know, you could just definitely tell the, you know, they don't think about the pressure. They were relaxed, they trusted the process of the plate, you know, and we just got after it.
Well, Valley built that lead on the strength of a pair of home runs by Mackenzie Moeller, who now is 19 on the season, and that's just one shy of the state lead. Aubrey, what makes her so tough to pitch to? Is she just able to handle a variety of pitches?
Yeah, she's a super good hitter. She can hit both sides of the plate, you know, anything on the plate, really, she can hammer, so just got to be careful with that.
Well, Coach, I know you used the entire season to kind of prepare for the postseason, but last night was your last opportunity under game-like conditions to work on some things. You know, did you do anything specifically with the idea that, you know, maybe this is something maybe you're going to do in the postseason?
Like a
squeeze bunt or something?
Well, we didn't squeeze bunt, but, you know, when we got into that 8th inning and we had speed at plate and we had speed on first, you know, I was just feeling a hit and run, and that's kind of just the opportunity that we took, and it worked out in our favor. And you know, Avery put a great swing on the ball, and then Bach was just going, I wasn't holding her back.
Oh, for sure. And Aubrey, I know you guys haven't had the season record-wise that you would have liked to have, but, you know, the good thing now is that every team starts the postseason with a 0-0 mark, and it doesn't really matter what your record was, you know, during the regular season, other than the seedings for regional play. Are you and your teammates, you know, looking at the postseason as an opportunity to maybe surprise some people?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think we've surprised a lot of people even later on in the season with a lot of tight games, and especially winning against Valley last night. I think that surprised a lot of people, and I honestly don't think anyone wants to play us right now.
Well, before we break down your regional draw, I did want to recap the season a little bit with you guys. Of course, Coach, you took over the program when Coach Bingham retired at the end of last season after your team placed 4th in the Class 5A state tournament. Now, I know you've been a head coach before, and you felt like it would be a pretty smooth transition for you. You know, did you find that to be the case, or were there some things that popped up that maybe you weren't ready for?
I think it was a smooth transition. I think, you know, we adapted some processes that we are at the plate that we were working on. But I think that, you know, just really trying to work into the potential that we have, you know, with the program, and Coach Bingham did a great job just, you know, leading and preparing the tradition. So we're just continuing to try to carry some of those things on.
And Aubrey, from a player's perspective, you know, did you feel like it was a pretty smooth transition? Did you have to make very many adjustments?
I don't think, personally, I've had to make too many adjustments. I think the, like Sal was saying, with the at the plate, the adjustment's been a little different, but I think in the long run, it's going to help us a lot, and we have a young team, so I think growing on that process and them getting a lot of years under it, it'll be huge.
Well, Coach, your team got off to a 3-7 start, but all of those games were against CIML opponents, and I think all but two of the games against Urbandale were against rated foes. And you had some good moments during that stretch, including a doubleheader sweep over Waukee on your birthday. You also had a split against Southeast Polk, which is a team you could see again in the postseason. And you guys were really competitive in most of those games. It was really only the one against Centennial that got away from you. So did you feel like that was a decent start for the team in spite of that record?
Absolutely. I think the one thing about this team that I noticed is, you know, we don't allow the opponent to take over. We just play our game, and, you know, when they play to their potential, they can beat anybody in the CIML or even in the state of Iowa. I mean, they've shown that. Just the tight games that we played in the extra inning games. We've had multiple extra inning games, you know, down here late, and I think that just shows, you know, what our potential is.
And Aubrey, you guys then had your best stretch of the season over the next 10 days. You went to 5-3 during that stretch to improve your record to 8-10. You guys beat Dallin Catholic on June 11th, and then you won 3 of 4 games at the Creston Tournament, which I know was one of the highlights of the year. And then you beat Roosevelt in the opening round of the Fort Dodge Invitational on June 20th. You know, at that point, did you kind of feel like you guys were headed in the right direction?
Yeah, for sure. Things just kind of started clicking. We started playing more as a team, getting used to each other, and I think that stretch was huge. And I think it gives a lot of confidence of what we can do and what we are going to do this postseason.
Mm-hmm. Well, then the quarterfinals of the Fort Dodge Tournament, you guys played Ames, and that's a team that you will face again on Saturday in a regional semifinal. So we'll talk more about the Little Cyclones here in a little bit. But after you guys scored 7 runs in the fourth inning to take a 10-4 lead, Ames rallied for 8 runs in the bottom of the frame, and they walked off with a 12-10 win. And, Coach, you guys have struggled somewhat. You know, since that game, you've lost 16-20. I'm sure that was a tough loss for you guys. Do you think that loss just kind of lingered for a little while?
I think the biggest thing is just learning from the loss and just moving forward. You know, I think our pitchers have done a great job of keeping us in every game. You know, offensively, if we haven't done what we needed to do at the plate, or defensively. But I think that comes with growth in time, especially, you know, looking at our roster and the amount of starters that we have that are young. You know, that's just a growing process that we just got to learn to just move on. And, you know, this conference and this league, you just have to turn around the next day and be ready to go.
All right, listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. Revive opened in 2017 and is located on the south side of Ankeny near Hy-Vee. They provide top-tier aesthetic procedures as well as dermatology. You can usually get a dermatology appointment the same day. Revive offers Botox, fillers, lasers, medical-grade skincare, weight loss injections, and cool sculpting. Revive loves Ankeny and is very supportive of this community. You can give them a call at 515-965-5677. We're talking some softball today with Ankeny coach Sarah Saladino and senior pitcher Aubrey Lensmeyer. Let's break down your regional bracket now. You guys will travel to Ames for the regional semifinal on Saturday at 7 p.m. The Little Cyclones are ranked 11th with a 29-10 record, and they shared the Alliance Conference title at Fort Dodge this season at 14-2. But, Coach, I'm sure you feel like your team has played a much tougher schedule than Ames has, and maybe that's one of the edges that you have over them, don't you think?
Yeah, I would agree with that. But, I mean, you know, I look at their record and who that they've played. You know, they're going to be a tough team to beat, and we just got to come prepared that night. You know, and that's what we're going to do here these next couple of days to get us ready to go.
And Aubrey, you didn't pitch in that earlier game against Ames, so they haven't seen you yet this season. Do you feel like that would give you an advantage against their hitters?
I definitely think that gives an advantage. It's something they haven't seen, and I don't know what they're quite ready for. But yeah, I think that will help a lot, just them not seeing me. It's just fresh and new.
Well, Ames had 13 hits in that earlier game, and they pretty much got contributions from girls up and down the lineup. Their cleanup hitter, Josie Thielen, went 3-for-3 and drove in a run. A couple other girls, Cameron Johnson and Sydney Smalley, each had 2 hits and 2 RBIs. I was looking at their stats today. I know Thielen has 5 home runs on the year. Maya Jeffer has 8. Kate Nye has 6. So, Aubrey, this is a team that, you know, they're capable of hitting long ball, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Their whole lineup is really solid. They all are pretty, like, you know, there's no one you can't, like, not pitch to, and they're just a good overall solid team.
And Thielen started that game in the circle for Ames, and she pitched into the fourth inning before Smalley came in and got a couple of strikeouts, you know, to get out of that inning. Smalley has started 23 games and boasts a 17-5 record with a 2.51 ERA. So, Coach, is that who you expect to pitch for them on Saturday? What do you know about her?
I think that's, you know, who we're probably going to see. And, you know, I just think as we continue to prepare, we trust our process, you know, what we're seeing at the plate. And when we go into two-strike mode, you know, and our goal is just go in there and take out that first pitcher. And then, you know, whoever they bring in next, and Aubrey will do a great job on the mound for us.
Do you think we could see another game like the first one, just a lot of runs back and forth?
Absolutely. I think, you know, just as we get into the regional time, you know, it goes one of two ways, right? It's a lot of runs, or it's like a 1-0 ball game. You know, so whoever's ready to play their best 7 innings, and, you know, I know we'll be ready and prepared. It's an exciting time.
Well, looking at the rest of your bracket, number 6 Southeast Polk will host either Marshalltown or Des Moines North in the other semifinal on Saturday. The Rams would have to be considered the favorite to advance there. They're coming off a doubleheader split last night where they ended number 1 Waukee Northwest. 26-game winning streak, so they are certainly entering the tournament with some momentum. Now, if you guys aren't fortunate enough to advance and get another shot at Southeast Polk, you know, that's a team that you're obviously familiar with. You guys split a doubleheader over there on June 5th, and then last Tuesday you played a makeup game against the Rams, and it was another close one. They used a late rally for an 8-5 win in 8 innings. So, Coach, I imagine you feel like your team, you know, can play with Southeast Polk, and you'd love to play them again, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes. I mean, you know, like, I think about just we've seen over the years that I've coached at Ankeny, we've seen Southeast Polk a lot, you know, in the regional play during the regular season. But, you know, both very comparable teams, you know, great ball teams, you know, between Ames and Southeast Polk. So, you know, I just keep telling the girls, we just got to look at Ames right now. That's where, you know, that's where our eyes and our feet are, and that's what we're getting ready for.
Yeah, I remember you had a wild tournament game against Southeast Polk a couple years ago. Yeah. Wasn't that like 13-12 or something like that?
Yes.
Well, I know you didn't use your normal pitchers in that game a week ago because of that possibility that you could see them again. You know, Aubrey, when you faced them a month ago, you allowed just 3 earned runs on 8 hits and had 3 strikeouts in a 3-2 loss. You know, would you have confidence going over there and playing them again?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Every game we've played against in the season has been super close. It's just little things that have turned the game over, and I'm really excited to play them. I think it's going to be a great game. It could be anyone's game.
Well, Southeast Polk is traditionally a team with a lot of power, and this year they're led by Kennedy Borud with 9 home runs, but nobody else on their squad has more than 2. So Coach, they don't really have as much power as they've had in the past, do they?
I mean, you know, when you look on paper, but I think the thing we have to remember about both of these teams, you know, is just they put runs on the board, right? So that's what it comes down to, you know, and then our just strategy of how we're going to pitch each hitter.
And Aubrey, I know they have some good pitchers, led by Carter Price with a 14-7 record. She tossed a 5-hitter and had 9 strikeouts in that earlier game against you. You know, and even though she's good, you know, she's not someone who's probably going to overpower your lineup the way somebody like Sophia Schlater, you know, has in the past. I mean, you guys certainly wouldn't be intimidated by her, would you?
No, not at all. I think we're going to prepare for her after we take care of Ames, and I think we're going to go on with a good mindset and just attack the ball and be ready to hit and play.
All right. Well, this next week should be fun. I'm looking forward to it. I'll see you guys up there at the game on Saturday. Good luck, and see you there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. Whether you're buying or selling, choose the right real estate agent is key. With Legacy Realty, you'll work with a dedicated agent from our team of 75-plus professionals who know the Ankeny market like the back of their hand. Our agents provide personalized service to meet your unique needs and goals, ensuring your real estate journey is smooth and successful. As one of the largest brokerages in the area, we leverage the latest tools, resources, and marketing strategies backed by the power of LPT Realty to give you the edge in today's competitive market. At Legacy Realty of Iowa, it's not just about a transaction, it's about building your legacy. Well, I want to thank my guests again for coming in today. We had Ankeny softball coach Sarah Saladino and senior pitcher Aubrey Lensmeyer. I appreciate the time for both of those ladies today. And come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.